to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord, completely, yes, my soul says yes. Come on, let's sing it. Yes, Lord, from the whether you have adopted kids, whether you have, amen, foster kids, amen, however that you, amen, mother anyone, amen, happy Mother's Day to you. Amen. And again, we want to say amen to all of those, amen, that may be motherless on today. Amen. We want to encourage you with the love of God and let you know that Jesus loves you. Amen. And he, amen, he will comfort you during this time. Amen. Just like he always has. Amen. He will comfort you. Amen. And we love you all the way from Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network. Amen. If you have a prayer need, amen, feel free, amen, to call our prayer line number at 256. Amen. 299-5883. Amen. If you have a prayer need, you may call us. Amen. Or you can call us. You can leave a text. Amen. Or you can leave a voicemail. Amen. At 256. Amen. 299-5883. And we thank God. Amen. Amen. For you. Amen. We thank God. Amen. If you want to write to us. Amen. You may do so. Amen. That's HGGWN. And that's P.O. Box 6056. Amen. That, and this again is P.O. Box 6056. And that's located right here in Talladega, Alabama, 35-161. Amen. Talladega is T-A-L-L-A-D-E-G-A. And that's Alabama 35161 if you want to write to us. Amen. We thank God for you tuning in. Amen. We thank God for all of your love, your prayers. Amen. And your support. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For those that support this. Amen. This broadcast by your prayers. Amen. Whatever. Amen. Your prayers, your support. Whether you tune in, whether you share. Amen. This video. Amen. We ask that you will share our broadcast to someone. Amen. That you may be going through. That may, amen, be afflicted. That may be, amen, homebound. Amen. That may be, amen, hellbound. Amen. Maybe, amen, that this broadcast, we pray that this broadcast can lift them up. Amen. Change their lives. Turn their lives around. That they may be delivered and set free. Amen. From the hands of the enemy. Amen. And we thank and praise God. I thank God for the founder. Amen. Of this great network. Amen. Amen. That God, amen, ordained and he appointed. Amen. We thank God, amen, for our founder. Amen. And our overseer. Amen. Our pastor. Amen. Amen. Our Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network. Apostle Miller James Pearson Jr. And I thank God for the vision that he has for this network. And we love you with the love of God. If you're anyone out there that need any help, amen, call on us. And if we can help you, we will do it. Whatever we have to do to help you, we will do it. Amen. If we, amen, if we don't have it, amen, we can lead you in the right direction. Amen. And we can, amen, we can lead you in the right direction so you can get the help that you need. So we just thank and praise God. Amen. We want to just encourage you. Amen. We know that we, amen, they said that churches are open, but I thank God for how doors have remained open, amen, through, amen, even through, amen, yet obeying, amen, the laws of the land, social distancing, amen, 6 feet apart. We thank God for that we were still able to keep our doors open, amen. But we thank God, we want to, amen, always invite you to come out to our services. Amen. We have services that begins on Sundays. We have our 10:30 a.m. prayer. Amen. It's 10:30 a.m. prayer. Amen. And after our prayer, we do have, amen, our Sunday school. Amen. Amen. And after our Sunday school, at 11:30, we go into our praise and our worship. Amen. And amen. After our praise and worship, then we will have the word of God. Amen. We want to invite you out on Tuesday nights. That's our night of prayer. Amen. That's our night of prayer. We do not record our nights of prayer. Amen. As of yet, God hasn't led us to, but we want you to come out because prayer changes things. Amen. Come out at 7:30. 7:30 is when we, amen, we come together and we meditate. Amen. And we read our word. Amen. And at 8 o'clock, amen, we start praying. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. On Tuesday nights and on Friday nights, amen, we do have Bible study. Amen. We thank God. We ask you to come on out to our Bible studies. Feel free. Amen. Bible study. Amen. At 7:30, we pray, amen, before our Bible study. And 8 o'clock is our praise and worship. And after, amen, 8 o'clock, amen, it starts, amen, our Bible study. And our Bible study is where you can ask questions. Amen. You just don't have to just sit and listen to me. Amen. Or listen to whoever that's, amen, amen, that's doing the Bible study. But you have an opportunity, amen, to bring your notes. know, something that you don't understand. Amen. Through by the Holy Ghost, through by the leading of the Lord, we will, amen, we will lead you, amen, to the right answer, to your, amen, the right solution, amen. And we always, amen, back up everything we do and say and every answer that we give you with the word of God. Amen. Amen. And as God lead us, amen, amen, we are able to lead you, amen. But first and foremost, I thank God for having a personal relationship with him. And that way, amen, he wants to lead us out. So we just thank and praise God for that on today. Amen. We love the Lord. Amen. And right now, as we get ready, amen, in just a moment, we're going to get ready to, amen, receive the word of God from our apostle. Amen. We thank God, amen, for him. Amen. But we're going to go, amen, we're going to do another, amen, praise, and we're going to do another a song of worship. Amen. But we're going to ask first, amen, does any one of these, amen, women, amen, these women from the Lord, amen, amen, God, have anything that they want to, amen, testify about or share, amen. At this time, please feel free. Amen.
I want to thank God for letting me get a promotion a couple weeks ago, and I will start my main job this week coming up. So I want to thank God for that right there.
Amen. Amen. She's thanking God, amen, for how she got her promotion on her job. Amen. Do you have anything you want to say? Amen. We thank God. Amen. I love to praise him.
I love praise his name.
I love to praise him.
I love praise his name.
Oh, I love to praise his holy name. I love to praise him.
I love praise his name.
I love to praise him.
I love praise his name.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
To you on today. Come on, help me sing it.
Speak to my spirit right now.
Come on, help me.
Speak to my spirit right now. Speak to my spirit right now. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm available.
Yeah. which is, amen, the word of God. And for anyone that's just now tuning in, amen, we want to tell you happy Mother's Day again. Amen. We want to tell you happy Mother's Day one more time. Amen. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to tell those that are here on today, happy Mother's Day. We love you. Amen. I know, amen, some of us are not, amen, natural mothers yet. Amen. Amen. But whatever God's plan is for us, amen, we thank God for it. Amen. And we thank God for his goodness. We thank God for God's mercy. Amen. And his love on today. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for, amen, our founder and our overseer, amen, of Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network. Amen. We just thank and praise God for everything. Amen. I do have a praise report. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to tell it because, amen, my mother told me to tell it. This is Mother's Day, right?
Amen.
Amen. But I thank God for my own mother. Amen. I call it a Mother's Day miracle. Amen. A Mother's Day, amen, move of God, that God moved, amen, on behalf of the prayers of the righteous. Amen. Amen. On the prayer of our prayers, and I thank God according to his will. Amen. He answered. I thank, praise God, on, amen, on last, amen, last Saturday. Amen. I thank God for how my mother, amen, she, amen, she was had been having fluid build up on her. And I thank and praise God, amen. This time last year, amen, the same thing went on with her body. Amen. But I thank and praise God, amen, this time this year, amen, the same thing. Amen. But it was a little worse, amen, than last year. But I thank and praise God, amen. We went on, amen. She went on to the hospital, amen. And she, amen, she was able to, she stayed in there from Saturday to this yesterday was another Saturday. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for, amen, and her staying in there. Amen. Let me tell you this. My mom was on about over 12 medications. Amen. She was on sugar medicine, blood pressure medicine, all kinds of medicine. Amen. That the doctor had prescribed to it. Amen. And my brother and her had already got a little concerned about, amen, her taking sugar medicine because her sugar medicine, amen, was staying normal. Amen. And every time, amen, that they gave her that she took the sugar medicine, amen, her sugar would drop very low.
Amen.
So when she went into the hospital, amen, they began to give her all of the medications that she was currently on, amen, and they had to upgrade or whatever, her Lasix, amen, the Lasix, amen, to get the fluid on off her, but you know, you can't take it out too fast. But to God be the glory, amen. But they noticed as they was giving her a medication, every time they would give her that sugar medication, it would drop her sugar very low. Amen. But I thank and praise God, amen, for how when I called the nurse on yesterday to get an updated report on what medications have been added, what medications, amen, have been taken off. I thank and praise God for how the nurse said she doesn't need that sugar medicine. Amen. That we took her off. She was on 3 sugar medicines. And she said we took her off all 3. Amen. Because her sugar runs normal. Amen. And I thank and praise God for that on today. Amen. Not only that. I thank and praise God. I told you she went in with 12 medications. She was on all kind of medications. But I thank and praise God as we stand here today. Amen. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. I give him all of the glory. I give him all of the praise. Amen. She's on 1 medication.
Amen.
Do y'all hear me? She went from taking over 12 to 1 medication. And the medication that she's on, amen, is help, amen, to repair her nerves that has been damaged by the other medications and the other things. Amen. But I thank and praise God for God being a healer. He will have mercy on you. He will take care of you. Amen. Even when the enemy, you hear me? Because the enemy, amen, he come to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. But God said, I come that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. So I thank God for his healing power, his touching power. I thank God for his strength on today. Amen. For how he touched my mom's body. Amen. And he healed her to come off all of those medications. Amen. We thank and praise God. We have to, amen, we have to make sure we become knowledgeable about, amen, anything that, amen, that is prescribed to us. Amen. We got to know what it do for us because what it may do for somebody else, it may not work for us. Amen. We all have a different body chemistry. Amen. But I thank and praise God, amen, for everything. And I pray, I'm believing by faith. Amen. Amen. That her bones, amen, her leg, she will be able to move the way she wants to move. Amen. For the glory of God to do and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. And we thank God right now. We thank God for our Apostle Miller James Pearson Jr. Let's thank God for him on today.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Give an honor to God who is the head of my life on today. You may be seated at this time. Thank God for Jesus Christ waking us morning, allow us what to see another day. Thank God for Jesus. Without Jesus, we can't do nothing, but with Jesus, we can do what? All things. And I thank God for Mother's Day on today. We want to tell all the mothers once again, Happy Mother's Day. I want to tell you Happy Mother's Day and Heavenly Grace God's Word Network as a whole. We love you on today. And we thank God for all the mothers on today, because without the mothers, we wouldn't be here. And I thank God for the mothers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Today, we're going to be talking about who is a virtuous woman. Get your Bibles. We're going to be going here and there, but we still want to talk about God's unconditional love.
Amen.
In the midst of this all. Because without his unconditional love, the mothers wouldn't be able to be a mother.
That's right.
Amen.
We wouldn't be here on today. I did some thinking about a few weeks ago, and I was thinking, and my mind, God took my mind back to Adam and Eve. And everybody know the story just about. But God dealt with it. We know Adam and Eve messed up, didn't
he? Amen.
In the beginning of time, didn't he? But God punished them for what they had did then. But my mind went back and I said, God really didn't have to punish them, didn't he? He really could have just destroyed man all at once and just went back to himself. But because what? His unconditional love. That's why we are here on today. That's why we are celebrating Mother's Day on today. Today is set aside for the mothers to honor. But I want to tell you, we're supposed to honor our mothers and fathers every day.
Amen.
Not just on this
particular
day, but every day we're supposed to honor what our mothers and our fathers.
Amen.
But today, we are taking our time to honor our mothers and fathers. I mean, mothers on today, not fathers, but mothers. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Because without Jesus Christ, we can't do nothing.
Amen.
Yes, the stories that we're going to be going into on today, some of the mothers might not be doing it, but you have the opportunity to come to Jesus, to get yourself together in Jesus Christ, to give your life to Christ. I come back to encourage you on today.
Amen.
I didn't come back to damn you, but I come back to encourage you with the love of Christ, to let you know that you can do anything in Jesus Christ. Why? Because he told us in his word. Mothers, this day have been set aside for you. We want to thank God for you on today. And I thank God for my mother on today. Thank God for my mother-in-law. Thank God for them both. Get your Bibles and turn with me to St. John. St. John chapter 15 and verse 9-11. And mothers, you that are saved, you know what I'm talking about. And those that ain't saved, you have the opportunity to know about Christ. How we supposed to live our life. That's St. John chapter 15, verse 9 through 11. Everybody have it, say amen.
Amen.
As the Father, Jesus said, as the who?
The Father
has loved who?
Me.
He said, as the Father, Jesus said, as the Father have loved who? Me. He was talking about what himself. And he went on and said, so have I loved what? You. So on today, Jesus Christ, mother, wants you to know that as the Father has loved him, he's still loving you. No matter what you done did in your life, no matter the disobedience or whatever you have done in your life, mothers, God wants you to know through Jesus Christ, he still what love you. Why? Because God gave us what? His only begotten Son. Who is his only begotten Son? Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The Son of the living God. So Jesus wants you to know, he come back to remind you that as the Father have loved him, so have he loved what you. Continue ye in love. Mothers, you got to continue on in the love of Christ. And those that have not given their life to Christ, come to Christ so you can give this unconditional love. Verse 10 says, if ye keep my commandments, mothers, if ye what? Keep what? His commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Christ said, mothers, if you keep his commandments, if you keep his words, what he tell you to do spiritually. Mothers, if you keep his word, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Mothers, don't be afraid to do what God tells you to do. He didn't just have this word for the man to go out and preach the gospel, but women of God, this is your opportunity, this is your season to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Mothers, stand up for Jesus Christ. Be that true mother in Christ Jesus. And those that not say, come to Jesus. Amen. So he can use you for his glory.
Amen.
As I come out to just encourage you on today.
Amen.
I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm not a mother. But I said, Lord, I can encourage the mothers.
Amen.
Man of God, we can encourage the mothers on in Christ.
Amen.
If they're not in Christ, we can lead them to Christ.
Amen.
Because Jesus, he said what he said to one, he said to what all.
Amen.
I come out to encourage the mothers on today. Stand up for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Show that unconditional love. Mothers, you can do it.
Amen.
If we keep my commandment, Jesus said, if you keep his commandment, mothers, ye shall abide in what? His what? Love. Yeah, I know he was talking to the disciples here. But mothers, he said what he said to one, he said to what? All. He talking to you on today. Even as I have kept my father what command. He said, even as he have kept who? His father command, his father words. You got to do the same.
Amen.
And abide in his love. You got to abide in the love of Christ. You got to show that love. Glory to Jesus. The 11th verse said, these things, Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you. Mother, he's speaking to you on today.
Amen.
That my joy might remain. That my joy might what? Remain in who?
In you.
Mother, if you do as he tells you to do, his joy will remain in who? You, mothers. And that your joy might be filled. Be full. Mother, no matter what you're going through, if you put your love and your trust in God, he will fill that longing soul.
Amen.
That long for what? Joy. He will put joy in your soul. I come by to encourage the mothers on today. Mothers, who is a what?
Virtuous.
What?
Woman.
That's what we're talking about on today. Don't be ashamed if you have not made to what the Word of God told you to be. But you can get there.
Amen.
Right, because each and every day we grow in to Christ.
That's right. Amen.
We grow to perfection. We stand up for what we believe in.
Amen.
Let's go to Proverbs 31. Proverbs chapter 31, and we're going to start at verse 10. When you have it, say amen.
Chapter what?
Chapter 31 of Proverbs. Proverbs 31 and 10. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
I'm
going
to give you some topics for each session that I'm going to be talking about. Mothers on today. So mothers, you write these topics down. So this will help you. I'm going to break down the scriptures on today for the mothers.
Proverbs chapter 31, starting at verse 10.
When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
But before we get there, I just want to remind you what Esther chapter 20 and verse 12 say. Children, this goes to you.
Amen.
And mother, you were once in this place.
Amen.
And you still are in this place in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The Word of God say what? Say honor their father and what? Their mother. That their days may be what? Long upon the land, which the Lord their God giveth thee. The Lord also tells us to respect the what elders.
Amen.
No matter if they in the church or out of the church, we got to respect those that are older than us.
Amen.
Because they can tell us something. You'll see as we get into the Word on today, you'll see how mothers can help you if you just listen.
Amen.
In these days, time we're living in, are telling people that are older than them, you're not my daddy, you're not my mama, you can't tell me what to do. But when I was coming up, the teachers were able to whoop.
Amen.
Some of the teachers would tell you, I know your mama, I whooped your mama, I whooped you. But now, we live in a time where you can't do that no more. But I come by to let you know that the Word of God say if you what? You? You spoil. You see this? He told you if you do this, what will happen? But he said train up a child in the way they should what?
Go now.
Well, Pastor, we can't whoop them no more, so how is we going to train them? Yes, you can. There's no excuse in Christ. How would you train up your child in the way they should go? Teach them about Christ. That's verse 9. When you teach them about Christ, then turn around, you got to live the same thing that you're teaching them. You are that example, mothers, on today.
Amen.
Don't you know your child supposed to follow you?
Amen.
But some mothers say this. I done heard it. Some mothers say, I do this because I love you. I don't want you to be like me. But don't you know if you are cuz, you are fighting, that child is going to be just what? Like you? But if you want your child to be better than you, put them in the Word of God. Because he's the only one can change the mindset of the child. He's the only one can change your mindset, mothers. Those that are not living right. Those that are living right. Don't you know some of the mothers that say they saved still have some issues?
Amen.
Why? Because if you didn't have no issues, you'll be gone on to heaven, right?
Amen. That's right.
But God wants to work on you. He want to continue to clean you up, but you got to let him, mothers.
Amen.
I come by to encourage you on today. And those that have not had no kids, you still can be a mother to somebody.
Amen.
That don't have no kids. It's men and women that have given their life for somebody that didn't have no mother. I come by to encourage you. We thank God for you mothers on today.
Amen.
Whether you have birthed a child or not, we thank God for you showing that mother love.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is all about what? Love.
Love.
He told us in scripture, love that what? Neighbor. Not only he told us love our neighbor, but love what? Our enemy. We thank God for Jesus. First, mothers, we're going to be talking about the prize of a what?
Virtuous woman.
Write this down.
The price
hope.
Of a virtuous woman.
Go ahead. Hope. So, verse 10 through 14 is going to talk about this session. So that's what we are saying of God's word.
Amen.
That's of a
virtuous woman.
Verse 10 says,
who can find a virtuous woman?
Whole. Who can what?
Find a virtuous woman.
Who can what?
Find.
Talk on that.
Who can find a virtuous woman?
Who can what?
Who can find a virtuous woman?
It was not talking about a woman finding a woman. But in this, it was talking about a man finding a wife.
Amen.
A good wife. Who can find what?
A virtuous woman.
Virtuous.
Amen. A virtuous woman. Virtuous means righteous, pure, and holy.
So now you understand what it means. So let's go on down into the scripture and see what it means more for you mothers. Who found a virtuous what?
Woman.
For her prize is far above what?
Rubies.
Is far above what?
Rubies.
The heart of her husband. The heart of who?
The heart of her husband.
Now you understand. Who can find a what?
Virtuous woman.
That husband. The heart of her what?
The heart of her husband do it safely, trust in her.
He trusts in his what?
Wife.
He trusts that she gonna be all that what he want her what to be. Remember, you have a lot to play, don't you? You have a lot to go through. Because you bear kids, right?
Amen.
You go through things, right? So you men don't go through the pains that the women go through when they have labor pains. But some men be there, some men don't. But mothers, you play a big part in Christ. in the body of Christ, mothers, you plays a big part.
Amen.
And mothers, you that are not in Christ, come to Christ.
That's right.
Because you done been out there in the world, you can be a help to the young ladies. That's why I say I'm not leaving no mothers out.
Amen.
I come out to encourage, not to discourage. That the heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her. Safely trust. Meaning that he ain't got to worry about her going out on him.
Amen.
He trusts her. So that he, what?
So that he shall have no spoil.
So he shall have no need of what?
Spoil.
Give me the meaning of that word, spoil.
Amen. Spoil means that he had no need to go and look for another.
Verse 12. She will do him what?
Good.
A virgin woman will do what? Her husband what?
Good.
And if she do her husband good, she will do what? Christ good. Mothers that are married, do your husband what? Good.
Amen.
And those that are not married, when you get married, do your husband what? Good. How would you do your husband good? You would show him what? Love and kindness. How could you show him love and kindness? The same way Jesus Christ showed us and the disciples back then, the people, love was He laid down what his life for us, what our mothers. Just you going in the kitchen, preparing them for your family, that was what show your husband what that you what care. We have some mothers that are doing it. But it's some mothers that still have not what learned. But God come out to encourage you how to be that what? Perfect mother. That perfect example for your family, for your household.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. She will do him what? Good. She will do her husband what? Good. And not what? Evil. Well, he knew what he was doing. For he did it. I'm going to get him back. But what did the word of God say? She will do what her husband what?
She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
Some of the days.
All the days of her life.
All the days of what her life. I'm not talking about days of my life. Well, that's a show. They doing dice against one another. One minute they loving one another, then the next minute they doing crazy stuff.
Amen.
But I'm talking about what Christ is telling you to be in Him. Mothers, love your husband. Treat him with love and kindness, goodness, not what evil. All the days of her life, all the days of your what? Life, mothers. Verse 13.
She seeking wool and flax.
You do what?
She seeking wool and flax.
Mother, you do what?
Seeking wool and flax and working willingly with her hands.
Oh. There you go again. Well, a woman ain't supposed to work. Now, let's read our word. Let's quit listening to everybody else and read our word for what ourselves. What did the word of God just say?
She seeking wool and flax and working willingly with her hands.
Mothers, you seek what? Wool and what?
Flax.
And work it what?
Willingly with her hands.
Give me the meaning of flax.
Amen. It's a piece of clothing.
You see this? You know what wool is. So, you seek for fine things, don't you, mothers? You seek for things that you want, right? You desire, right?
Yeah.
And work what?
Willingly.
Real hard what?
Hands.
He married me. He knew what I like. But he don't stop buying it for me. I gotta go find me somebody else. That ain't how it works. Mothers, if you seek for these things, sometimes you have to go and get them for yourself.
Amen.
That's right.
If you really want them.
That's it.
If you really desire. She is like the what?
Merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar.
You'll do whatever you have to do, mothers, to provide for your family. If it takes you to bring food far from you will do that because you love your family, you love your husband, you love your kids. This is the word.
Virtue.
Okay. Next, a virgin woman cares for her family. Write this down. This is the next time. We're going to start at verse 15 and we're going to go to verse 19. I just come back to encourage your mothers on today. To share the love of Christ with you on today.
Amen. And the wool is a type of clothing and flax is a type of seed.
Amen. Y'all heard that, mothers? Verse 15 says,
she riseth also while it is yet night. And
the mother do what?
Riseth also while it is yet night.
Oh. Man, sometimes we don't even want food with the babies. But a mother, if she really loves her child, a mother will get up in the middle of the night. I have seen mothers get up in the middle of the night and see about their what kids. Why? Because they love their family. They love their kids. Well, I didn't want to be pregnant. But my boyfriend got me pregnant, so I tell you, I don't want food with the baby no more. But mother, you got to love your child.
Amen.
Why? Because if you love your child, you show that child love, that child will feel the love of a mother. That child will know that mother
love.
Amen. Mothers love your family. She arise.
She riseth also while it is yet night and giving meat to her household.
She do what?
Giving meat to her household.
She do what?
Giving meat to her household.
Arise yet at night and give what? Meat to her household. To her family. And a what?
And a portion to her maidens.
Uh-huh.
She considered a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planted a vineyard.
Well, the fruit of her what?
Hands.
Mother, with the fruit of your what?
Hands. She planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She led her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff.
Hold. Mothers, do you see this? Do you see what it required of you, right? This is not nothing that I'm making up, but this is what required of you mothers. If you want to be that what? Virgin. Come on. Verse 20, where we going next. virtuous woman helps in what needed. That's next.
The virtuous woman helps the needy.
And we're going to start at verse 20, and we're going to go all the way down to verse 25. So what do? You help the what? Needy. Who is the needy? For those that don't have nothing. Verse 20 said,
she stretches out her hand to the poor.
The virtuous mother stretches what out what?
Her hand to the poor.
She stretched forth her hands to who?
To the poor.
Let's break it down more plainly. She go out and provide for the poor. You see this?
Amen.
Whatever they need, she provides for them.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Yea, she reached forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant.
She sell
it. She make it fine linen and sell it and deliver it girls unto the merchant.
So mothers, you have to do what you have to do to what? Provide for what? Your family.
Amen.
Why? Because you are the what? Mother. Yes. The man got to provide for the family. Because they are what? First. But mothers, it's a lot that you have to receive through Christ to do for the building of the kingdom. He told us, not just Jesus did, but we are all supposed to help the poor and what need. So mothers, on today, help the poor.
Amen.
If you're helping the poor, continue on to help the poor. Continue on to help the needy. Continue on to help them that don't have.
Amen.
Provide. Don't you know if you provide for them, God will provide for you.
Amen.
Well, I would provide for them. I know they don't have a home, but I would provide. Well, I'm going to use this for example. I can use this because I have experience. My mother, sometimes she would take people in, she would ask my dad, can't we just help them out? And I said, Mama don't know these folks. You see what I'm having with this? But I would say she did not know these folks, but she taking these folks in off the street. But because she wanted to help the needy. Mothers, you got to do as the word of God tells you to do. Not what your pastor telling you to do, but what the word of God telling you what to do. Help the needy. Provide for your family. Do what it takes for your family. Well, I can't be a virgin woman because I don't have a man. But you have a family, you have a child, don't you? So you got to put what? Whatever it takes to provide for that child, you have to what? Provide. You see, I broke down the session where you're going to get them messed up. The first session talked about the what? Husband. The next talked about what? The family. Now the next session, the third session, talking about the what? Needed, the poor.
Amen.
Don't you know, he said, whatever we ask, Jesus said, whatever we ask them in his name, he will what?
Do it.
So that means you can ask for help. He will help you.
Amen.
But he can't help you if you don't ask.
Amen.
Well, I've seen somebody need a home, but I wish I could give them a home. Why you just want to ask Christ and trust him? Have faith in him. He will provide. All you have to do is say, Father, I desire to have this house for them. Did you provide that house so I can give it to them? You see what I'm saying? You got to speak in and says you got to believe. Being that what mother? Mothers, those that are doing it, continue on. Those that ain't doing it, get in Christ so you can continue on in Him to do the right thing. But if you're in Christ, you can do the right thing. Even if you ain't in Christ, you can do the right thing. I done seen some mothers do the right thing without being in Christ. But you come to Christ, you can do more. Glory to Jesus. And the next session is,
the virtuous woman speaks wisdom.
The virtuous woman what?
Speaks wisdom.
This is the next session. So, now, mothers, that's why I said we got to respect the elders. The mothers that are older. Because they have what? Wisdom. Even those that are young, you have wisdom in Christ. Why? Because he said, if any man lack what wisdom, let him what ask. So mothers, even if you're young, you can ask for wisdom from above, from Christ. He will give it to you. So the virtuous woman speaketh what?
Wisdom.
You speak with what? Wisdom. Go ahead.
She opened her mouth with wisdom.
You open your mouth with what?
Wisdom.
Not talking crazy, but talking foolish. But you open your mouth with what? The wisdom of who? God.
And in her tongue is the law of kindness.
And in your mouth, in your tongue, is the law of what?
Kindness.
Love and kindness have our what? Drawn thee. That's what Christ said, eh? So love and kindness, mothers, if you have it, this is a part of wisdom. You can draw people to Christ. Verse 27.
She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up.
You don't eat the bread of
idleness.
You see what I mean? Give me the meaning for that word.
When you waste time, not doing anything, not doing nothing.
So, and eat not the bread of what?
Idleness.
Verse 28.
Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also.
And her children do what?
Arise up and call her blessed. And her husband.
Who did but rise up and call you what? Blessed if you have this what? Wisdom. You heard what the word is giving you to do. If you walk in this that God giving you on today, mother, if you ain't already doing it, if you walk in it, you'll see a change in your family. Her children rise up and call her what?
Blessed.
Your kids will call you what?
Blessed.
Her husband also.
And he praised her.
See? He even will call you what blessed and what? And praise you too. Go ahead.
Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feared the Lord.
Oh, go read that over me.
Favor is deceitful.
Uh-huh.
And beauty is vain. But a woman that feared.
A woman that what?
Feareth the Lord. She shall.
Women, if you what?
Fear the Lord.
The Lord. She, you will. What?
She shall be praised.
You will be what?
Mother? Praised.
If you what? Fear the Lord. But if you don't fear the Lord, you won't be praised. Because when God do something in your life, He do it for His what? Glory. He gets the glory out of what? Your life. not you getting glory. Because self-glory is what? Wrong. Verse 31.
Give her of the fruit of her hands.
Give her of the what?
Fruit of her hands.
And let her
own works praise her in the gates.
You see that? Her own what? Works. Give her the fruit of her what?
Hands.
That's what they're doing on today, mother. They honor you on today because the word of God told them to what? Honor their mother and their what? Father. Yeah, Father Day coming up soon, but right now we're dealing with the mothers.
Amen.
So mothers, this day have been set aside for you. Give her the fruit of her what?
Hands.
That's what they're doing on today. And let her own work praise her in the what?
Gates.
It didn't tell you to praise your own self. Let your works speak for you.
Amen.
What I mean is, I'm going to use this for example. When I do floors and stuff, and I clean floors, people come out and they say, who did these floors? Or they might say, you did these floors? I see you working on them. I'll be like, yeah, I did floors. They say I'm shining. They say they show they're shining. I'm using it for example. I'm not boasting. But if they ask me, who did the floor? I say, I did. They want to know who made the shine. They want to know who did that product. Mugs. How you live, how you act. People watches. They watches how you carry yourself. If you carry yourself in other way but in Christ, they're going to consider you not a new creature in Christ. They're going to consider you as the Word. But if you living a saved life in the church, in the building and out of the church, they will watch you. They will want to be like you. But if you're not doing good deeds, they don't want to be like you. They're just saying, well, I don't want to be the next person like that person. That's why I'm not going to give my life to Christ. But if you live the way the Lord say live, your works will praise you in the what? Gates. Not talking about this natural gate. I'm talking about the spiritual gate in heaven.
Amen.
Mothers, don't you want to make it into the kingdom of God?
Amen.
So now you know what a virtuous woman supposed to do. Well, I can't go nowhere. I ain't got no makeup on. I ain't got my hair did. I tell you, I ain't got the right shoes. I can't go nowhere. I can't praise God with these holes in my stocking. When you go before Christ, you ain't gonna have no time to put on no stockings. So what I'm saying there, mothers, don't let nothing stop you from living a safe life.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. You heard what the word say on today. You heard what Jesus said. Jesus said, Lord. He said, as I have loved you, he wants you to do what? The same thing, don't he?
Amen.
Mothers, he told you in the word today. He even told you what? Love thy what?
Neighbor.
Love thy enemy. Treat them the way you want to be treated.
Amen.
Kids, love your parents. Mm-hmm. Thank God for what they have did for you. And if they can't get it, say, Lord, I still thank you for my blessing.
Amen.
Sometimes in our life, we want things and we don't need it.
That's right.
I'm going to use it for example. I stayed on a job one time for almost 10 years before I got a raise. I was making $7 and at that time $7.75. And I said, each time they were bringing a new contractor, I'd be like, when is we ever gonna get a raise? This is what I was saying. But when I'm telling God, thank you for what I already got,
amen.
I was what, ungrateful, right?
Amen.
But as I grew, I began to understand what God was trying to show me. This person came in, they said, we're going to give you a raise. I went from 7.75 to 10.19. And on that job, I was working still, working the same amount of hours. And the money that I was bringing in seemed like, okay, I'm saying, okay, I'm making $10.19. And I'm looking at the money, I said, okay, should I be bringing in more? I said, look, I didn't cut me more. The less you make, less they're going to take. The more you make, the more they take. I'm talking about the government system. The more they'll take. But God has taught me some things. How to be thankful for what he gave to me. And God has blessed me. And so now I'm able to say when He do bless me. If I don't get what I desire, I said, I should desire this. I want this. I'm worth more than this. That's the end. When you go to think, and I'm worth more than this. And then the Lord come by and say this. And the Lord will talk to you.
Yes, he will. The
Lord said, thank me for what I already have done. If you thank me for what I already done, I can provide greater for you.
Amen.
God wants us to stay what? Humble. At all times. He told us in the word, humble is but the way.
Amen.
If we stay what? Humble. I ain't going to work for 5:15 an hour. Now, I have worked for 5:15. That's when I first started working man job. But you got to understand, life is a what? Teaching moment. Each day you get up, you are able to learn about something.
That's right.
Or somebody.
That's right.
Or about yourself. First, God going to teach you about yourself.
Yes, he is.
He will teach you if you want to be taught.
Amen. That's right.
But mothers, I come back to encourage you. Let God lead you. You heard what the word of God told you on today. Be as the word of God told you to be. Provide for your family. Provide for your husband. Provide for the needy and poor. Provide, mothers, with wisdom from above. Not wisdom of your own, but wisdom from God. And I thank God for you on today, mothers. I thank God once again for you. I want to wish you once again a happy Mother's Day. I want to tell you, Jesus love you, mothers. I love you. I thank God for what you have done.
Amen.
And I want to tell you, if you ain't saved, mothers, come to Christ. Give your life to Christ where you can have a better life. And I thank God once again.
Amen.
I want to tell you, we love you. Jesus love you. Peace be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, let's thank God for the word of God today. Come on, let's thank God for the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I need you. You need me.